What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Tuesday, the 24th of March. So it happened. We're in lockdown. We're jailbirds. This is the closest thing a lot of us are going to get to being in a cushy prison. Some of you have probably already been there. Depending on the state of your house, that is. Some of you are probably thinking, oh, fucking hell, I wish I'd have decorated a little bit sooner now. Look at the state of the place, and I've got to stay in here for 3 weeks. But you can get out for the basics, the bare essentials. I've been out fucking running around the park. I'll tell you what, twiddling my thumbs. That's a past. I twiddled my thumbs that much earlier on. I thought they were going to fall off until I kicked myself into gear to try and find. And I work from home, so that's the unusual. But I do all sorts of stuff. But, you know, it's not unusual for me to be at home, but it's still weird. I'm still finding myself thinking, what am I going to do now that I can't get out and about? It fucks with the structure of your day. So, you know, but you soon kind of start to, adapt. And you've got to try, you know, cooking like all your food in that in the middle of the morning when you're supposed to be working. What you're meant going to do is work. All those people who are meant to be working from home, that's the one thing that you won't be doing. You'll be kind of doing it, but you'll find all sorts of stuff to do. TV, exercise, you know, finding old, go on the old, if you like vintage and retro, go and find fucking Mr. Motivator from the 80s. We were talking about him yesterday. At least he's got some. You can have a laugh at him at the same time as doing your exercises. You can laugh at his fucking clothes and everything that he used to wear. What else can you do? You can tidy up. You can do all of you living in a messy house. Instead of working, you'll start tidying your house and doing all that. I've done that today, and I'm not a fucking regular, but I did it when I usually do it at the weekend. But anyway, that's another story. But you just got to fucking find ways of. It's just hard to sit down and knuckle down, isn't it? Especially with all this shit going on, you can't fucking help but put the news on. But, you know, it's a good thing. Think about it. It's a good thing. It's all good. It's for the fucking health and well-being of all of us. And it's I like what they're calling all the people who were fucking out and about and all the people who are flaunting the rules and whatever else. They call them COVIDiots. So that's you. You're a COVIDiot if you're out and about and you're not playing by the rules and whatnot. Especially like the fucking... Well, he's more of a COVIDiot. These are absolute fucking... The twats of the highest order. There's some people who drill holes in the tyres of 6 ambulances. I don't know where it was. I just picked up the story somewhere. Was it last night or the night before? They drilled holes. Even went to the trouble. They must have like sitting in the house going, you know what? How do you fancy going out and fucking up the NHS a little bit and like drilling holes in tyres, potentially getting caught and being like the pariahs of the fucking state amongst anybody and everybody? You might still get caught. You know what I mean? Even if you fucking went out and nicked the car, that's nowhere near as disgraceful as fucking drilling holes in the tyres of ambulances. That's like the scum of the earth. They deserve to get caught and have holes drilled in their head live on TV. That'll fucking give us all some entertainment. A live lobotomy. Don't kill them. Let them live with it. Let them record it. And then while they're sitting fucking... With a brain dead, with a brain dead in their wherever they get put, placed, play it on repeat. What they, you know, the fucking like saw the film replaying back to them that their head being drilled by fucking, and tell them what you did. This is for the crime of drilling holes in ambulances and fucking other people having to die. It's harsh, but you know, wake up for fuck's sake. You know what I mean? Like there's an idiot as well who was licking all the. It's probably nothing wrong with him anyway, but he was licking all the toiletries in the supermarket and put it on social media. That's just thick as fuck. Why would you put it on social media? It's just going to get shared around for the wrong reasons. He probably thought it was the biggest... He's probably at the age now where that's very funny to him. In 10 years' time, he's going to be so embarrassed. And everybody knows now, don't they? So all your friends know you because your face was there. So you... Dumb. Some people are just fucking thick, you know, so thick. It's almost worth doing it just to show how thick you are. You know, you've showed us all, anybody in your close circle now, they're like, hang on a minute, I'm knocking him out with that fucking knobhead. Not being associated with him. at about 2 meters for coronavirus. I'm 2 meters for him being a fucking a twat. No, but 20 meters, 30 meters even. I told you the other day, masks. When you can't get a mask, you've got to think outside the box. Think of something fucking anything in your house. There's all sorts of things you can be turned into masks. And somebody's. He must have heard me because there's a guy walking down the street here with a Kellogg's box of Rice Krispies on his head with the eyes cut out. I told you. That's like, you could even do that straight from the shop. Buy them in the shop, put one straight on your head. So I'll pay for these as well. I'll buy all that, right? And then I'll get these as well. How much are these? If you ain't got one and you're a bit nervous in the shop. I actually am a bit unsure about the fucking rules on wearing a mask because I've seen people, some people say you should. Some people say you shouldn't wear one. So I'm going for the fucking hold your breath at the moment when I'm walking past people and that. So when there's two or three people in a row, I'm like, you know. But it depends on what they've left behind, doesn't it? I don't know if you can, hopefully you can't catch it off a fucking fart or anything like that. but yeah, so there you go. If really shit does hit the fan, just start looking, start getting on Blue Peter. You got all this time in the world. It's all on YouTube, I'm sure. Ben Fogle said, if you want to beat the toilet roll stockpiling thing, that to use four sheets a day rationing, he was saying. Is that per person? That's about fucking, excuse me, that's about standard anyway, isn't it? Who's like using half a roll? Some people do. Some people just get fucking busy with it, don't they? Now is not a time to be nervous and like, you know, what's it called? Being embarrassed about the splash, the splish splash. Save your toilet roll. Just like four sheets a day. You don't need any more than that. Come on, unless you fucking... You've got like the other virus. What the people who bought the toilet roll thought they had, what thought they were going to get. What was I going to say? There's something else on that page, but I've missed it. Anyway. Doesn't matter. It's all on the fly. I don't know what I'm doing as I'm rolling here. So anyway, I was going to say loads of people thieves again nicking masks out of fancy dress shops, nicking all the what's it called, Halloween style, all the masks, all the Halloween masks and everything. They're nicking all them, but there's no protection on them. So I don't know. Plus, you're not going to be hard to find, are you? Who's not walking around that town wearing the guy off the Halloween's mask, then clearly he's nicked it, or anybody else, a killer clown, whatever the fuck, it's probably them who nicked them, so just go and just nick it straight back off their head, give them a slap, and then, or, I don't know, but it's just ridiculous, isn't it? I mean, the thieves are coming out, and it's really showing a lot of people for what they are. I saw was one in Australia, people nicking toilet roll outside the big, it's almost like, you know, they ain't fucking the Pink Panthers, are they, robbing toilet roll? And I said this the other day, there was the armed police smashed the fucking ring of toilet roll buyers, I think they were, and they were going to try and resell them, but these guys were nicking them, so fucking, you know, loads of money. You ain't going to be going to Acapulco on the back of that one, I tell you. A 95 year old woman is recovering from the coronavirus, a gran of 95. So she's fucking made of steel. She'd probably be like straight outside riding a fag. First things first, cigarette. I'm joking, I don't know whether she smokes or not, but I'm just saying she's fucking beat it with a lot, you know. She probably just thought, that's it, that's the end of me. I've had a good fucking run, but she's bounced right back. And she's like the pride of the hospital by the look of it, but that's in Madrid, so still tough times. And but on the flip side of that, there's very, very young people, our age, my age, your age, younger, who are getting it. So you can't be complacent. Don't think that you're fucking that you're just going to dawdle through it. There's all sorts of risks to everybody. So, oh, it's all about unfortunately, it's all about the coronavirus. I can't find much else. So we're going to switch from that now. Anyway, moving on. Let's move on to the origin of where we come from. The living species, or the origin. Start again. Worm. We're all basically our great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, which must be the very one we've all got the same grandfather, and it's not God, it's a worm. It's a worm that's been discovered in the Australian outback, a fossil of a tiny worm-like creature that lived 555 million years ago. So not that long ago. It's believed to be the ancestor of all life on Earth. So there you go. He's a great. And is the karyowor... They always name them some strange things, don't they? They could have just said really, really old worm. Or Dave the really, really old worm. But they've called it Icaria wariotia. Was the first creature with an opening that was connected by a gut with a mouth and an arse, basically. Well, it don't look too fucking, don't look too funky, but I'm glad we've moved on a little bit since then. There's one or two fucking worms, or snakes, should I say, with a fucking a mouth and an arse. Not just real snakes, I'm not about human snakes. They're still out and about. We've just mentioned a few of them. Liverpool fans are getting nervous still about whether they're going to be able to take the trophy or not. Come on. They're the most passionate and... I can imagine the Liverpool fans. They are the most passionate and... crazy. Everything's about the football, isn't it? They're just like mad about it. Absolutely fucking lunatics for it, man. You've had it a few times before. Come on, let somebody else have a chance, like Birmingham City. We haven't had it. If it does get cancelled, let's just do a fucking, a ball in a bag for the next division, which Birmingham City are in, and just give it to one of them so they can go up to the very top of the top first division. Let's just mess things up a bit. Let's just do something completely fucking different. Throw a spanner in the works. You know, Liverpool, you've had it. How many times when I was growing up? Everybody in my road, and I'm from Birmingham, everybody was a Liverpool fan, except for the very few that were Birmingham fans. Some of them have switched now back to Birmingham, but when you were kids, everybody was like Liverpool, because they were winning absolutely everything. And everybody was like the glory hunters. And Birmingham still were in the lower efforts, but they've got the best fans in the world. And the hardest... Don't quote me on that, but fucking, there's plenty of them will fucking back that. We'll back that story up. The Zulus, Zulu Warriors, there's a shouting for them. dressing, what's it called? Louis Vuitton. I'm trying to do other news now, other than the virus, but doesn't mean it's all going to be fucking interesting. Louis Vuitton is flogging a mink dressing gown for £36,500. Don't ever buy that. I mean, only a fucking twat and his money would spend £36 and on a Louis Vuitton anything, let alone it being a mink coat. And that's just fucking sad that they're doing that. I thought that one was all old hat. Again, they need to be put in the stock. They don't have to have a hole drilled in the head, but they need to be put in the stocks and have a load of rotten fruit thrown at their head for coming up with the idea. And they're selling a matching scarf for £23,200. I tell you what, that doesn't need to be in the paper at this fucking, the way things are going at the moment. When everyone's struggling and probably going to be on food vouchers and shit like that soon. Talking about like anybody want to buy a scarf for 23 grand. You know, it's just fucking, it just ain't worth it. How can anybody, even with loads of money, I wouldn't ever dream of spending 23 grand on a scarf. So I wouldn't do it. I would fucking spend it on a party, definitely, 100%, but not 23 grand on a fucking scarf with LV written on it. All you are is a walking advertisement for them. So, you know, and also, and everybody else is like, well, look at you like you're a fucking lunatic or an idiot. But Pablo Escobar might have spent that kind of... He had all the money in the fuck. He had 400... Didn't he have 400... million pounds or something like that a week he was earning, something ridiculous like that. So that's another level. All right, if you're that kind of money, then 23, that's like 23 pence to him, isn't it? But he he's loads of hippo, from beyond the grave he's saving hippos because they all escaped from his zoo, or when his zoo became habitable, they all did a runner from his zoo, and now Brazil's like awash with hippos, or hungry hippos. So there you go. I got nothing else to say on that, but it's a good thing. More hippos, the better, because they're all getting shot in the other countries. I don't know if anyone's poaching them over there. It's probably too much of a fucking hassle to ship them all the way back to from there to Africa or whatever. So maybe it's a good idea, get the giraffes over there and get the fucking rhinos and everything. It's too far away from places who want to buy the horns and everything by the looks of it, so good. I'm coming up with all the ideas. That's saving the species of all the animals. We fucking need a Noah's Ark for humans at the minute, the way things are going. Fucking hell. We're all going to be on getting onto boats and off the land, the way this is fucking getting around. I'm not going to be the doom of gloom. We're going to beat it, and they're going to beat it very well. And obviously some countries, unfortunately, are suffering. Hopefully we can learn from that and fucking beat the curve pretty quickly. One good thing, all the papers yesterday were saying Linda Lusardi, the ex-Page Three girl, was at death's door. Death's door, death's door. So you got to watch the sensationalism, because she's recovered. She's like, she might have fucking been in a bad way, but you can't from one fucking day saying that. And the next thing you know, she's like ready to come out and she's like, you know, feeling really well. So don't believe the fucking hype sometimes. I'm glad that she's well. She was a very, very fucking good looking lady. She was like from the old days, the 80s. What's it called? 80s models, Page Three and all that business. Greg Wallace says he's never been disappointed. Greg Wallace, what's it called? MasterChef says he's never been disappointed by a McDonald's or a KFC, but has been by a Michelin star food. Is he kidding or what? And we believe him on. What's he called on the MasterChef? You think he knows his onions and that? I'll tell you what, I've never ever been happy with a McDonald's burger whenever I bought it. I've always felt like shit after I've ate it. Never ever has it ever come back looking like that thing it does on the picture. So his standards ain't as high as what you think on that program. So all those people he's kicked off, don't beat yourself up. Go and get a second opinion. And the Michelin star chef guy, he can fucking put his two fingers up to me if that's the case. Sorry, I'm not going to big up McDonald's. Not on here. An art collector left a painting worth tens of thousands of pounds on a train, hours after taking it to be valued. That is a fucking wound, and he's had to put out. He's had to put out a plea to somebody to sort of, what's it called? He's made it hot potato now anyway, so auction houses, if he sees it for sale in an auction house, as soon as it's sold for big money, he can go, that was mine, the money's mine, thank you. But at the same time, he's like, it's a wound that you've like, I've done dumb things like that, left things, you know, that's a real slip of the mind. Then he got up the train, he might have been, I bet he's pissing about on his phone. Oh shit, is that my stop? Got up, jumped off, so the door's closed and the painting goes... Oh, what a wounder. How much is it worth? I don't think it's worth tens of thousands of pounds. He's not giving an exact number, but he's putting out it's of national importance, and he's offering a significant reward if it's returned. I imagine the reward is not going to be the same value as what the painting is, but if you've got it and you found it, I bet you're fucking gutted if you've just handed it into, lost and found, because most people are... good citizens. Somebody might have done that already, but if you were somebody who's nicked it and took it off, because it happened with a violin a few months ago, a woman left a £250 violin on the train, but because they put out a massive thing, some guy handed it back to her. I don't know what it was, the police got involved and found out who had it, so can't remember if he'd put it online for sale or whatever. Right, I'm going to finish up on one more thing, is it, or two? One more thing. A woman saved, on a light-hearted note, a woman saved a goldfish, saved her goldfish life, saved, get your words out, I'm tongue-tied now. A woman saved her goldfish's life by performing the Heimlich manoeuvre on it. The goldfish swallowed a bit of rock or something or other. How does she know? Well, I think it was probably floating. That's probably the fucking most, the highest indicator. So she pulled it out anyway and started like pushing it. The Heimlich manoeuvre was more that one, anyway. But she was like pushing it and pushing it. And it fucking coughed up the bit of gravel. And she chucked it back in the water. It started swimming. So there you go. She wants to fucking sign up to the NHS. She might have a hidden talent there. You know, most people have just gone, oh, fuck it. Down the toilet with you. Sorry, mate. She give him a second chance. So there you go. Hopefully he might grow now and become that one the other day that I spoke about that grew to, was it a foot long without the owner knowing? He filled the tank to the point where he couldn't even turn around. So the tank was probably moving as it was trying to turn around. So anyway, that's the one good story for the day. Hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll do another one tomorrow. See you later. Bye.